A person gazing into the sky on a clear night would look up in awe at the stars piercing the darkness. Such a breathtaking sight would naturally lead one to wonder, how did this universe, which we call home, get its start? And what are the laws that govern it? The Order of the Heavens. How the universe began is a question that has fascinated people throughout the ages. Many scientists and philosophers agreed on one truth concerning the origin of the universe, namely that it had beginning and was created. However, in the 19th century Europe, some circles began to speak out against this truth. What lay at the basis of their opposition was a dogma originally put forth by a number of Greek philosophers, a philosophical tradition known as materialism. This philosophical system considers matter, without basing this claim on any scientific grounds, to be the absolute basis of existence, rejecting the existence of anything else. 19th century materialists, under the influence of certain ancient Greek philosophers, wanted to carry this dogma into astronomy, and so they claimed that the universe had no beginning and had in fact existed for all eternity. In this way, they also denied the existence of a creator. Years later, this materialist view was disproved by 20th century science.
Observations and calculations showed that the universe was created by a large explosion some 15 billion years ago.
The world of science came to accept the fact that the universe had been created. Science finds God, trumpeted the cover of a famous magazine. Now let's travel back in time to the beginning of the 1900s and see how the Big Bang Theory was formulated. Science discovers creation. In 1922, the Russian physicist Alexander Friedman produced computations showing that the structure of the universe was not static and that even a tiny impulse might be sufficient to cause the whole structure to expand or contract according to Einstein's theory of relativity. In fact, Albert Einstein, judging from the calculations he made in the field of theoretical physics, had concluded that the universe could not be static. However, he put his findings aside as not to oppose the then prevailing idea of a static and infinite universe. He would later call this withdrawal as the biggest blunder of his life. In fact, even before 1922, some clues pointing to an expanding universe had already been discovered. But then it was thought that there was one single galaxy in the universe, the Milky Way. But in 1912, American astronomer Vesto Melvin Slipher observed a nebula, a part of a galaxy. In other words, and used the wavelength measurements of the light emitted by this nebula. The wavelength shifts showed that the nebula was moving away. However, due to the primitive scientific level of the time, no one could properly interpret this precious information. The calendar read 1929 when something different happened. Using an industrialized kiln, the largest kiln that had ever been built, workers were fashioning a colossal mirror. This giant mirror was going to be placed in a telescope which was larger and more powerful than earlier models, and the telescope was destined to be used at California's Mount Wilson Observatory, which would witness one of the most important discoveries of all history. Edwin Hubble, a prominent astronomer of the time, was the person behind this great discovery. Hubble had earlier discovered galaxies outside of our own Milky Way and so revolutionized humanity's view of the universe. That year, he made another great discovery with this new telescope at Mount Wilson Observatory. Through months of observations, he came to notice that the light from the galaxies was red-shifted. This red color had a physical significance. According to the laws of physics, the spectrum of a light source that is moving away from the point of observation gradually shifts to red. Therefore, this observation pointed to a fact that was unknown before that time. All the galaxies in space are moving away from our own. This discovery came like a bombshell in the world of science. Soon, science was going to confirm a very important reality. Hubble was on the brink of making yet another important discovery. The galaxies were moving away not only from us, but also from each other. The distance between galaxies was growing all the time. There was only one way to interpret this. The universe was expanding. So, taking together the observations and theoretical calculations of Hubble that we have just seen and observed expansion of the universe, what did all this mean? In order to better understand how the universe is expanding, we should try picturing the entire universe as a surface of a balloon that we are inflating. On this balloon, we've drawn a number of equidistant dots. As the balloon gets bigger, the dots on the balloon get farther and farther away from each other. This shows that the further we go back in time, back all the way to the very beginning, eventually we see that the universe was nothing but a single point. Calculations show that this single point had zero volume and infinite density. In science, a point with zero volume means nothingness. The universe came into being with the explosion of this point. Scientists call this explosion the Big Bang. The Big Bang shows that the universe was made from a non-existent state. In other words, it was created. Next, we'll see how these scientific facts were actually laid out long time ago in the Quran. Miraculous information in the Quran. In fact, these truths about the origin of the universe were revealed to humanity some 14 centuries before Hubble's discovery. During a time when astronomy hardly existed, in the Quran, which God sent people as a guide, he maintained that the universe had been created from nothing.
I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan.
He is the originator of the heavens and earth. Current scientific research proves that all matter which now forms the universe used to be gathered together in a single point, which later came to separate. But this truth that was uncovered by the Big Bang Theory had been revealed to people 1400 years ago in the Quran. Do those who are disbelievers not see that the heavens and earth were sewn together, and then we unstitched them? Similarly, centuries before science existed, the Quran miraculously told people about the expansion of the universe. It is we who have built the universe with our creative power, and verily, it is we who are steadily expanding it. All these facts that were come across as a result of 20th century scientific research were actually related in the Quran 14 centuries ago, and this proves to us once again that the Quran is the word of God. So how did the Big Bang Theory win its scientific victory? How did the defenders of materialist thought suffer a defeat when faced by the Big Bang? The Big Bang's victory against materialism. The Big Bang demonstrated clearly to the scientific world that the universe was created by God out of nothingness. Still, this didn't stop some materialists from blindly rejecting the Big Bang. Arthur Eddington, a leading materialist physicist, explained the reason for this resistance is as follows. Philosophically, the notion of an abrupt beginning to the present order of nature is repugnant to me. Surely this statement of Eddington's was due to a blind adherence to his ideological prejudices. What a scientist should do, however, is to evaluate the data revealed by science in an objective manner and accept the result no matter what. Famous British astronomer Sir Fred Hoyle was also very much disturbed by the Big Bang Theory. In the middle of the century, Hoyle came up with his own countering idea, the steady state theory. This theory was not so different from the static universe theory that had enjoyed wide currency in the 19th century. The steady state theory, just like 19th century materialism, maintained the false claim that the universe had always existed and possessed infinite size. The theory's real aim was to support materialist philosophy, and it was just the opposite of the Big Bang Theory, which scientifically explains the creation of the universe. Defenders of the steady state theory resisted the wave of the Big Bang for quite some time, but science was progressing and moving against them. In 1948, American physics professor George Gamow made an important discovery about the Big Bang. According to Gamow's calculations, there should be a certain amount of radiation present in the universe, a remnant of the huge explosion. This radiation should be spread evenly throughout the entire cosmos. The evidence needed to verify his calculations was long in coming. In 1965, researchers Arno Pizias and Robert Wilson jointly discovered this radiation. This radiation, which they call the cosmic background radiation, was spread equally wherever they looked in the universe. It was soon realized that this radiation is the relic of the Big Bang, still reverberating since the first moments of that great explosion. Pinzias and Wilson share the Nobel Prize for this seminal discovery. Arno Pinzias had this to say about this extraordinary event. Astronomy leads us to a unique event, a universe which was created out of nothing.
In 1989, NASA launched a satellite into space to study the cosmic background radiation phenomena. The sensitive sensors on board the satellite, called COBE, confirmed Pinzias and Wilson's calculations in just 8 minutes. COBE captured evidentiary remnants of the Big Bang from which the universe sprang.
This revelation, which was hailed as a discovery of the century, constituted direct evidence of the Big Bang. This proof of the Big Bang was proclaimed loudly by worldwide media.
We can all understand what one scientist today called the discovery of the century, if not of all time. Those were the words of British physicist Stephen Hawking.
Astronomes du monde entier, c'est surtout la confirmation de la théorie du Big Bang, quelques poussières d'étoiles pour une brève histoire.
On close up this morning, a look at the handwriting of God. That's what scientists are calling the latest data they're getting from outer space.
Further confirmation of the data obtained by COBE came from subsequent studies.
One such study was the data received in 2000 from observation balloon known as Boomerang, launched in 1998. Equipped with state-of-the-art technology, telescopes and traveling 120,000 feet above the Antarctic, the balloon made it possible to obtain detailed and explicit data regarding cosmic background radiation. One of the scientists who analyzed the data, Michael Turner of the University of Chicago, said that the data obtained from Boomerang confirmed the Big Bang as follows. The Big Bang framework and Einstein's general relativity have passed a major new test. The WMAP satellite launched into space in 2001 sent back data in 2003, revealing significant details matching with the data obtained from the Boomerang balloon. Besides evidence like the expansion of the universe and the cosmic background radiation, another important sign was the amount of hydrogen and helium gas present in space. Scientific observations showed that the ratio of hydrogen to helium in the universe was exactly the same as the calculations predicted would have remained since the Big Bang. High levels of hydrogen in the stars still burning in the universe constituted still more evidence for the Big Bang. Because if the universe had no beginning and had existed eternally as the materialists claimed, the hydrogen would by now have turned to helium. All this clear evidence led to the recognition of the Big Bang theory throughout the scientific community. In this way, science discovered the fact that the universe had been created. Dennis Sciama, who defended the steady-state theory along with Fred Hoyle for many years, told about how he felt about the evidence for the Big Bang in the following lines. I was a supporter of the steady-state theory, not in the sense that I believed that it had to be true, but in that I found it so attractive I wanted it to be true. But as hostile observational evidence piled up, it became more and more evident that the game was up and that one had to abandon the steady-state theory. With the scientific victory of the Big Bang, the dogmatic concept of matter, which has existed for all eternity, went into the dustbins of history. Science discovered that matter had a beginning and that it had been created by God out of nothingness. This proves the existence of a creator, a truth which was denied by the materialists. Upon facing this unambiguous fact, famous philosopher Antony Flew was driven to make this confession. Notoriously, confession is good for the soul. I will therefore begin by confessing that the atheist has to be embarrassed by the contemporary cosmological consensus, for it seems that the cosmologists are providing a scientific proof that the universe had a beginning. The Big Bang proved that not only did matter have a beginning, but so too did time. Time was also created with the Big Bang, because time is a concept that depends on matter, and one can't talk of time without matter. This fact also showed scientists that the matter and time have been created by God, who is not bound by these notions and rules over all things. American astrophysicist Hugh Ross, the author of The Creator and the Cosmos, wrote, "If time's beginning is concurrent with the beginning of the universe, then the cause of the universe must be some entity operating in a time dimension completely independent of and pre-existent to the time dimension of the cosmos. It tells us that the Creator is transcendent, operating beyond the dimensional limits of the universe." Many scientists who studied the scientific evidence without prejudice accepted the existence of all-powerful God. So how did the scientists discover the fine balance in the universe? How was the miraculous balance in the universe actually formed? The miraculous balance in the universe. Modern science proved not only that the universe was created from nothing, but it also showed that every single detail was part of a flawless order. Today's discoveries prove that the universe was not formed by mere chance, as the materialists claim. On the contrary, the entire universe is the perfect creation of God. One of the aims of the universe's divine balance was to create the most favorable conditions for human beings. Astrophysical observations show that the universe's expansion rate, the Earth's location in the Milky Way galaxy, the wavelength of light from the sun, the viscosity value of water, the distance between the Earth and the moon, the ratio of the atmospheric gases, and many other factors were set to form the ideal conditions for human beings. This balance is so delicate that even minor changes in these ratios would have rendered the world unlivable. Our world, would have been a dead planet. Astronomers and theoretical physicists called the astonishing balance the fine-tuning, and with each passing day, more evidence for this fine-tuning is being discovered. Seeing this reality, many scientists, even those who harbored materialist prejudices, have accepted that there is a grand order and balance in the universe, and that this in turn proves creation.
For example, British astrophysicist George Ellis wrote that these fine tunings present in the universe could only be explained by a miracle, in other words, through divine creation.
Amazing fine tuning occurs in the laws that makes this complexity possible. Realization of the complexity of what is accomplished makes it very difficult not to use the word miraculous without taking a stand as to the ontological status of the word. And Professor John O'Keefe, an astronomer working for NASA, had this to say. If the universe had not been made with the most exacting precision, we could never have come into existence. It is my view that these circumstances indicate the universe was created for man to live in. In conclusion, now, after long centuries of materialist deception, today the world of science has clearly seen the existence of God, the splendid balance of the Big Bang, the great order that was formed following this explosion. All this is coming up. The splendid balance of the explosion. As we have seen, the universe in which we live came into being about 15 billion years ago with the great explosion, and it went on to expand and take its present form. The vacuum of space, the galaxies, the planets, the sun, the earth. In short, all the universe's structures and bodies were formed as a result of this explosion. But there's a great reality. The Big Bang was a wondrous explosion that included all of the matter that was needed to form the universe. If it had been nothing but a chance explosion, the matter formed in it would have spread around pell-mell, randomly and without order. But that didn't happen. The matter spread through the vacuum of space and formed the galaxy, stars, and star systems according to a definite plan. In the end, an extremely systematic and orderly universe was formed. This was an astonishing concept for many scientists, because all explosions destroy order by breaking it up into pieces. All explosions have a destructive impact. Therefore, the formation of this flawless order following the Big Bang could only be explained through a miracle, as the late astrophysicist Alan Sandage stated. I find it quite improbable that such order came out of chaos. God, explanation for the miracle of existence, why there is something instead of nothing. This great miracle brought together the atoms in a certain way, forming the universe and the perfect balance between billions of galaxies and trillions of stars and other celestial bodies. It is God, the all-wise and the all-powerful, who performed this miracle and showed it to us. God says in a verse of the Quran,
I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan.
He to whom the kingdom of the heavens and earth belongs, He has no partner in the kingdom. He created everything and determined it most exactly. The pieces of matter that were formed as a result of the Big Bang started flying away from each other at tremendous speed. But if they had flown apart slightly less quickly, all the matter would have clumped together before the star systems to form due to the intense force of gravity. And if the universe had expanded just a little more quickly, then the matter in it would have scattered and spread out across the universe, lost in a way that would have precluded the formation of both galaxies and stars. In either of these cases, there would have been no living creatures, us included, in the universe. But neither of these situations came to pass, and instead, an extremely well-designed expansion rate led to the present order of the universe. So just how delicate is this balance? Professor Stephen Hawking, one of the leading physicists of our age, wrote in his famous book, A Brief History of Time, "If the rate of expansion 1 second after the Big Bang had been smaller by even one part in 100,000,000,000,000, the universe would have re-collapsed before it ever reached its present size." A well-known scientific journal compared the beginning of the universe to placing a pencil on its pointed tip in such a way that it would stay in this position even after a billion years had passed. Such a balance is truly beyond the comprehension of the human mind. What does this extraordinary balance point to? Surely such a delicate balance cannot be explained by mere chance. Rather, it points to a conscious formation. Theoretical physicist Paul Davies from Australia's Adelaide University accepts this reality despite his support for materialism. The seemingly miraculous concurrence of numerical values in nature's fundamental constants must remain the most compelling evidence for element of cosmic design. What Davies avoided explicitly saying for ideological reasons and referred it to as cosmic design is creation. The clear results of science led Davies, a materialist, to recognize the fact that the universe is the result of creation. American astronomy professor George Greenstein made a similar remark in his book, The Symbiotic Universe.
As we survey all the evidence, the thought insistently arises that some supernatural agency, or rather agency, must be involved.
In sum, the unique plan and order in the universe point clearly to the existence of a creator who possesses endless knowledge, power, and intelligence. That creator is the Almighty God, the Lord of all the worlds. Now we'll look at the purpose of the vast vacuums of space. What would have happened if space hadn't been so large? The vast vacuums of space. The distances between bodies in the universe are staggeringly large when compared to the distances on the Earth. The longest distance we can travel on Earth itself is 15,000 kilometers. The Sun, a body we feel is quite close to us, is 10,000 times farther away than that distance, fully 150 million kilometers away from our globe. Distances longer than this are measured using units called light years. This is the distance that light travels over the space in a year, adding up to 9,460,000,000,000 kilometers. The Andromeda Galaxy, the closest neighbor to our Milky Way, lies 2 million light years away from us. The universe itself contains some 100 billion more galaxies, and from this, we can see that it is beyond the capacity of our minds to imagine the vast distances that the universe encompasses. So why is the universe so large? Scientists who sought an answer to this question found that the size of the universe was another astonishing number. The vast distances between these bodies actually make the orbits of the planets stable. Calculations have shown that if these distances had been just a little larger, the gravitational force between the stars would have made the orbits unstable, leading to bodies veering from their ordinary paths. Similarly, if the distances had been just a little shorter, the heavy elements that are hurled into the universe through supernova explosions would have fallen on other stars and planets only very rarely, so the Earth would have been deprived of the elements essential for life. In conclusion, the calculations done on this subject revealed an important truth. The distances between the stars which currently exist are ideal for the existence of a planetary system like our own. In his book, The Symbiotic Universe, Professor George Greenstein wrote, "Had the stars been somewhat closer, astrophysics would not have been so very different. About the only difference would have been the view of the nighttime sky from the grass on which I lie, which would have been yet richer with stars. And oh yes, one more small change. There would have been no me to do the viewing.
All that wasted space.
On the other hand, in this very waste lies our safety." Another use of the great distances between galaxies is to prevent giant bodies wandering through the universe from colliding with each other. If the universe was not so large, the giant meteors moving to and fro in the universe could have hit the Earth and all life on our planet could have perished. Black holes. The concept of a black hole was first considered in the mid-18th century. The theory first postulated by the English scientist John Michell was later named by the American physicist John Wheeler in 1969.
A high concentration of mass in such a small space where even light cannot escape from forms a black hole.
Due to primitive levels of science, physicists used to maintain that we were able to see all the stars. However, as science advanced, it later emerged that there were stars in space whose light we were unable to perceive. We could not see them because their light had disappeared. Black holes have enormous gravitation, one that captures even the fastest particles. For example, the final stage of a typical star, three times the mass of the Sun, ends after its burn out and its implosion as a black hole of only 20 kilometers in diameter.
Black holes are veiled from direct observation.
They nevertheless reveal themselves indirectly by tremendous suction which their gravitational force exerts on other heavenly bodies. The Quran refers to black holes in a verse as follows. When the stars are extinguished. All these astonishing bodies and balances show that the distances between the celestial bodies are ideal for human life to exist. These vast distances were not formed randomly. God created them with a certain aim. He who created the seven heavens and layers, you will not find any flaw in the creation of the All-Merciful. Look again, do you see any gaps? The information you've seen in this film has demonstrated some important truths. The materialist philosophy that denies both the existence of God and the creation of the universe has been refuted by modern physics and astronomy. Science proves that the universe was created by God. There is a divine order and balance in every single detail of the universe. God formed the ideal balances for human beings. God, the owner of endless knowledge, power, and wisdom created the entire universe, and our duty is to recognize and appreciate this wondrous creation as is due. For in the Quran, God addresses to people in these words. Your Lord is God, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and then settled himself firmly on the throne. He covers the day with the night, each pursuing the other urgently, and the sun and the moon and stars are subservient to his command. Both creation and command belong to him. Blessed be God, the Lord of all worlds.